Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in at username lrn.fm. In fact, you got to do that right now if you want to get through, because our phone lines are loaded up with people who want to talk about all kinds of different stuff. If we get the chance, though, I do want to tell you about some good news. It's hard to believe, but the DEA might be warming up a little bit to ecstasy, a.k.a. MDMA. We'll tell you about that when we get the chance, but you come first here on Free Talk Live. So let's first go to Rob, listening in Norfolk. Rob, you're tuned into WNIS, and you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Welcome, Rob. Go ahead.
Hey, just a quick point on that, on the $15 an hour for the fast food workers, the food service workers.
Yep.
These companies are going to want to try and get the most, the biggest bang for their buck. And if that is automating something, that's fine. But what we all understand is that these are low skill kind of positions. Not that I'm knocking anybody who has one. Don't get me wrong.
Nope.
But all I'm saying is that at $15 an hour, if it does become mandatory, at $15 an hour, how long is it going to take some of these restaurant chains to demand that when you apply for these positions, you at least have an associate's degree in culinary art?
Well, I think that one thing that's interesting about it is that...
There are EMTs and there are firefighters out there who join the force and in their respective municipalities, and they're pulling $11, $12, $13 an hour, and they've got associate's degrees.
Yeah, well, I don't think that obviously that's not going to happen. But the difficulty here is that they're trying to take it, appeal to people who live in cities, right? Like if you take all the people that live in the top 10 cities around America, they're like, yeah, $15 an hour really would make a lot of sense, and they're going to apply that to jobs all over the country. There are jobs where $7 an hour is too much for that that pay as far as the labor market goes in that particular area. But people are assuming you can make one blanket statement that this is what jobs are worth in a given area, and it's all it's going to do is push young people and people who have handicaps and people who are English isn't, they don't really command the English language very well. You're going to push them out of the job market.
Exactly right. There are 17 and 16 year old kids who need to break their way into the working world and get some decent experience, who are not going to have that opportunity. Because
yeah,
they're probably going to be pushed to the wayside by someone who's already in that position, who's not going anywhere once the $15 an hour thing hits.
Well, they can always sell drugs or prostitute themselves.
Wow.
That's all that's left, right?
I'm kidding. But yeah, that is what you can do, right? Like if you can't get a legitimate job, then you have to work in the underground if you want to work.
I was thinking raking leaves, but I wasn't expecting you.
That is the underground.
Thanks, Rob.
The ground, bro.
Very
Thanks
funny.
For the call tonight. I appreciate it. But you get my point, right? Like that is something that you can do as a young person and make money. And if your only options are to work in the underground as opposed to working in the legitimate job market, then those options will become even more attractive to young people.
Yeah.
It was kind of a joke, but also kind of serious.
Yeah, it's this is the minimum wage, $15 minimum, national minimum wage is a it's a trick to get people who don't understand economics to vote for you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. There are a lot of people who don't understand economics, and they still have votes.
Well, it may be that the politician himself does not understand economics either. Not that they understand it and they're trying to trick
people.
What's
their incentive for figuring it out?
Right. They're just, they could be as ignorant as the people who are voting for them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Let's go to Doug. He's in Newtown, North Dakota. Hello, Doug.
Doug? I'm a little irritated with you. Sorry.
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead.
What do we do now?
It's not unusual.
What you did was you're just being so disingenuous and so cute in your conversations regarding Cuba that you almost, you threw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, so great. As the United States devolves into a police state, we cozy up to another police state, and you say it's better than the alternative. Okay, fine. Let's go with that. Let's just say that this articulate, intelligent gentleman that called up that had family back there that was trying to did a fairly amateurish but well-spoken job of trying to explain to you guys the metrics of how police states work and how money is funneled rather than being incorporated through the ground up and being able to be incorporated into people's lives individually, family by family, person by person. We say you guys seem to have corroborated or collaborated with the theme that that top down through government person, you know, these monies being funneled in and disassociated from the people to increase the police state. Why are you surprised that police state America suddenly, I mean, is cozying up to police state Cuba? Can you explain this to me?
Well, okay, so I asked a simple question when we started this, and nobody's been able to come up with any solution for it. I believe that, you know, I'm always going to take the side of freedom every time. So I believe that people, you know, Americans being able to do business with Cubans is more freedom, and so I'm going to take that. Unless somebody
Wait a second.
I let you go for 2 minutes. You let
okay,
me finish.
Okay, go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I asked, and I'm still asking, what is the solution otherwise? Because this is the other side of this issue. All I've heard them do is go, wah, right? Like it's a bunch of belly aching about the you know, letting people do business. And I'm for business. So what's the solution on the other side? If we don't, if we keep the embargo in place, we have to do something different because keeping the embargo in place isn't doing anything.
Okay. And I'm calm now, and I'm being polite.
Go right ahead.
You guys were speaking about the underground economy. Well, I prefer to call it the informal economy, where it's person to person, contracts between one person and another. And I think that would be a great recipe for that we could spread as individuals and have it be a manifest, it would manifest itself in actual, you know, people-to-people relationships. I think that's the answer. When the people who are
great, that sounds great.
In any place in the world, are being oppressed through a situation where they can't access goods and services because they don't have the right ID card, or they don't have the right address, or maybe they don't have an address.
Well, in this case,
they don't have, you know,
Doug.
You know,
in this case, they can't access goods and services because the United States government is preventing people in the United States from providing goods and services to them. So I agree with what you said, which is that people should connect individual to individual. And if loosening the restrictions allows people to do that, that sounds like you agree.
Absolutely. You're right.
Okay.
And so,
great.
But this gets back to what irritated me when you guys cut that fellow off. We didn't cut him off.
We had a conversation
with
him.
All right. I apologize. Look, I'm not trying to pick a fight here. I'm trying to talk sense. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Well, it sounds like we're in agreement. I want people to be able to do business with one another. I want people in the United States who are purportedly so free to have the freedom to do business with anyone anywhere in the world. And that includes Iran, by the way, not just Cuba, but everywhere in the world. If we're truly free people, and we're not.
Goods have to cross borders,
right.
Or troops too.
Yeah, we've got to have the freedom to interact.
Let me close with a brief closing. He was trying to make the point that it was counterproductive for the United States to re-empower the powers that be.
Brother, they're already empowered. They're already empowered. They're in control of an entire country.
But
they're not going to get more powerful.
These people. My face would have been set against Batista. I would have fought Batista.
I know you would have.
Would have been set against Castro. I would have fought Castro. My face is set against the oligarchical
system that is in the United States. And
well, fighting Castro isn't going to solve the problem. Thank you, Doug, for the call tonight. Fighting Castro isn't going to solve the problem because then somebody else will just rise to power in his place. You've got to change
people. The U.S. has fought lots of people, and there's not more freedom there.
We'll come back. It's a Free Talk Live.
Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The live Saturday edition of the show continues. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoinists.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, the latest cryptocurrency ecosystem. If you want to find out about Bitcoin and you're new to it, Bitcoinists.net is the place to go. If you're a big expert in Bitcoin and you want to find out more about, say, fintech and blockchain tech news, Bitcoinist can help you there, too. They've got a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistic model there, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. You can bring up anything you want. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just came back from 3 weeks of driving around Europe, and, I've driven in China. And I just wanted to compare China, kind of changing gears here on you to add a new topic. But the differences in driving around the world, the type of driving that we're used to in this country that we've come to accept. And primarily, I'm talking about dealing with cruisers, police cruisers, on a constant daily basis. You know, you're driving down the street and that police cruiser pulls up behind you. How do you feel?
Awful.
In fact, one of them pulled up behind me today and I just turned. You know, I will not drive with those guys behind me. I will turn off. I'll pull into a gas station to get a soda. I'll do anything. I will not drive with them on my bumper.
It's certainly true. The longer they are back there, the more likely one of them is going to get in their head to make a pullover.
That's right. But see, and when I've driven in China, I've driven in Europe. I started in Amsterdam, and we drove through Germany and France and Spain, and never saw a cruiser on the highway. Not one.
Wow.
But there was no cruiser. They don't pull you over. They do have the cameras. They got the speeding cameras, except for, on the Autobahn in Germany, there's no speed limit, except for in the cities, But between cities, there's no speed limit. So you don't have to worry about being pulled over by these cruisers. Hmm. It's really kind of a liberating feeling to know that there are no cruisers on that road ready to pull you over.
It's incredible.
What about the speed limits? I wanted to ask about speed limits in Europe. What are the speed limits like as far as your sort of comfort and traveling level? Because what I find is many times the speed limits here in the United States will often be what I feel like is artificially low for the conditions on the road. Well, for one thing, they don't change when it's light to dark. They don't change when it's raining and all those other things. So it's not like we couldn't create new, better signs. But even so, if we're just going to go with the old model of the reflective sign that we currently have, it seems like these speed limits should be a bit higher. I generally go them because I don't want to deal with the ticket. But what about Europe?
I think it's kind of the same there. They are slightly higher because in most cities, in most of the countries, it's 120 to 130 kilometers per hour, which translates to about 75 to 80. So they're a little bit higher over there. But they are artificially low in the cities and everywhere else that I think they're artificially low. And unlike you, Mark, I never follow the speed limits. I'm always going at least 5 to 10% over.
I don't like to give them money that they didn't earn. And the way I see it,
they don't get too much out of me because I don't get caught too often.
Well, they're just waiting at that point. No, ultimately, it's going to happen.
Gene, I'm curious. You said that you didn't see the police in Europe and in other places, China, when you were on the highways. But what about in the cities? Are you seeing cruisers there?
In the cities in both Europe and China, they kind of hang out on the street corners, and they don't even have a car for the most part. In Europe, they do use more cars, but they're little tiny cars, and they've usually got like three policemen in them. It's not like here where you've got this huge cruiser with one guy in it wasting all this gas. They do have a bit more economic-minded way of dealing with things over there. But especially in China, they'll just wave you down on the street corner. Now, if you don't stop, I guess, they will they'll write your license number down and they'll get you later,
So
interesting. In fact,
so they're not
China,
careening through the streets regularly chasing people.
They are not even allowed they are not allowed to do high-speed chases in China. They're just not allowed to do it.
It's amazing.
And most of the cops don't have guns, so
it must feel like you are coming back into. It must feel like you're coming back into a total police state.
It is. It's hard to get used to when you come back home and you realize that, you know, these guys have guns and they're not afraid to use them.
That's what it was like for me when I went back down to Florida after 6 years. I'd been here for 6 years, hadn't gone back, and I'm now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And it was very similar for me, where I saw cops everywhere. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Because it's kind of like that here in New Hampshire. Not exactly as good as what he's describing it, where you don't even see a single cop. Because sometimes you'll see a cop, like when you drive from one area of New Hampshire to another. But it's pretty frequent that you can actually make the trip from, say, Keene to Concord, New Hampshire, and not see a single cop. And you're on the road for over an hour in that case. So I know what that's like, whereas when I went to Florida, it felt like every intersection there was at least one police cruiser driving in one direction or another.
I'd like the road to be safer if I was had that many police on the road. And I'm a firefighter, okay?
Police don't make the road safer.
I know that those flashing lights that you put on top of vehicles are intended to catch people's attention. It is a bad idea to put those flashing lights on the side of the road for a pullover and put the police officer in danger, everybody in danger, because people get rear-ended. I've seen just at stops where we're dealing with a traffic accident, I've seen two traffic accidents happen because of the accident. Rubberneckers just won't pay attention to what they're doing. And they ran into somebody. This is caused by the lights, right? Like we're drawing people's attention to it. It's dangerous for the police officer. They get knocked into ditches all the time, and this is not for a few dollars in these tickets. This isn't making the roads safer. If you wanted to keep the speed down on roads, this whole thing with the cameras makes a hell of a lot better sense. I think that the speeds are artificially low, but that's a conversation that we're just not having as a community.
David is in Mobile, Alabama, listening to WAVH FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, first time caller, long time listener.
Thanks.
I love your show because I don't always agree with you guys, but you guys articulate your positions very well, which makes me step up my game to defend my position that much.
All right, bring it on.
Real quickly, Mobile and Havana, Cuba have a long history together. As a matter of fact, Mobile, Alabama's founder, D'Iberville, set up trade routes directly from Mobile to Havana on a regular basis way back when. As a matter of fact, a college here in Mobile, Spring Hill College, brought baseball, which is now the national pastime in Cuba, to Cuba because Cuban nationals came over, learned the game, and took it back with them. I'm in full favor of Barack Obama's position on just basically setting the reset button and saying, you know what, we're going to wipe the slate clean, we're going to start from this point going forward, and we're going to build the Cuban economy and the American economy at the same time, because it's a proven fact when people in other countries experience capitalism and experience economic freedom that comes with a good economy, they start to demand more.
Yeah, it's true. Stand by, David. We'll let you continue in moments.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here to take your calls about what you want to discuss. You just have to dial us up toll free at 855-453. And the us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you get to join us online as well. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. Speaking of online, lots of features on our website. Just go over to freetalklive.com to enjoy those. And something else you can enjoy over at freetalklive.com include the ability to actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. So if there's something that you feel like we should be talking about, but yet you don't want to call in to bring it up, you can just submit it right there to freetalklive.com through our Reddit-based system. It's free to do that. And then you can vote on other people's submissions, and they will vote on yours. And if they like it, they'll vote it up. If not, they'll vote it down. So you find out for yourself by going and getting interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. We're bringing David back on here. He had begun telling us about his thoughts about Cuba, and of course, in case you don't know, the U.S. flag has been raised again at the embassy in Cuba as of, I think, today or yesterday, very, very recently. And there was a big ceremony about it, and they might actually be lessening the embargo, it seems, maybe even ending it entirely over time between the United States and Cuba. And I think that is an excellent idea, probably the best thing to come out of the Obama administration. But, David, you were telling us about Mobile and some sort of, the history that the city has with Cuba. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And we do have a long history going all the way back to the founding of Mobile, but also we have a very strong history with Havana. I was going all the way back to the early 90s when our mayor then, and the mayor of Havana then decided to linked to as sister cities. And when it, back in the early 2000s, when other bigger cities like Philadelphia came down to Havana and wanted to become sister cities, Havana said, no, 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 we've already got a great partner in Mobile. They were here first. They were here before it was, before it was cool. So
I never really understood. What the hell is a sister city? I mean, what is...
Well,
I've heard it mentioned before. Yeah,
I thought it was just some PR thing.
Yeah, it always just seemed like PR. Is there really anything to it?
Well, as of right now, it's just a PR thing because of and a cultural exchange program, basically, because of the embargo. But Mobile, if the embargo was to be lifted, Mobile would, and this is why Mobilians have a selfish interest in seeing the embargo, which stands to benefit greatly in economic terms because we have a port that already ships millions of dollars worth of products.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be great for a lot of people economically. I'm going to let you go, David. It's a weird thing with your phone. I don't know if it's you're on a headset or something like that, but thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I mean, lowering the embargo, letting people actually do business, it's going to be a boon for anybody who wants to do that business. Now, you know, that could be – and who knows what kind of business the people in Cuba are missing out on that they could be doing. And David was right when he talked about earlier how getting people involved in trade – between countries, between human beings, is the best way to help people come to the mutual understandings and empathizing with others in other parts of the world. It's hard to see somebody in another country as the enemy if you're trading with that person. If, you know, you're doing business and you're both making your lives better, because when you do a business transaction, everybody wins. The person who's buying is buying because they would rather have whatever product or service more so than the amount of money they're trading for it. And the person who is giving the product or service to the buyer is giving their product or service up because they'd rather have that money more so than the product or service that they're giving away. So it's a win-win process for both. And the only way it's not a win-win process is when the government gets in the way and says, you can't do that. Share your thoughts here with us tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Iden, listening in Deerfield, Mass. You're on Free Talk Live, Iden.
Hi there. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, go for it.
Okay, well, you guys seem to be, like, very negative about him.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, Mark's a huge fan of Rand Paul.
I know. Not Mark so much, but...
See, whatever Ian's opinion is, you guys, how does this happen? It's a two-man show. I've got half the business.
I was going to address that, but...
All right.
It just seems like, even though he's, like, by far the best candidate in the race, that Ian, especially, not Mark so much, over-exaggerates the bad things about him and barely even mentions all the good things about him.
Well, I think when Rand Paul has done something good, it's been mentioned here, and I've given him credit for it. It's just that he's got enough bad things about him to where I am less than enthusiastic about the fact that he's out there campaigning.
Well, I think that you should definitely try to promote, like, him as being the best candidate out there, and it doesn't...
No, I'm not going to promote somebody who's not a liberty-oriented candidate. If somebody is not promoting the ideas of liberty, they are not worth my time and my effort. My time and effort and money are very limited, and I'm only going to give that time, effort, and money to people who are spreading a principled message of freedom. If you want to spend your time and money promoting somebody who's unprincipled, then that's your business, and you can spend as much of it as you want. And the same thing's true of Mark. If Mark wants to spend his precious money and time promoting Rand Paul, he's certainly welcome to do that.
Thank you for your permission.
But, you know, what is happening here, Mark, obviously you don't need my permission. I'm just letting you know. I don't really care what you do with your money. But it sure does seem like the Rand Paul people care about having Ian Freeman on board with their campaign. It ain't going
to
happen.
It shows what the value of Free Talk Live as a medium for communicating to people who are liberty-oriented. And that's what they're concerned about. And they have, you know, they're right to be concerned about that. Now, many of them are amplifiers to Free Talk Live, and that means that their opinion matters a bit more. I think what most of them would want to see, Ian, is probably, you know, there's politicians crawling all over the state right now. Give Rand Paul an opportunity to come in and sit in, like we have with Gary Johnson and a few other, you know, big-time liberty-oriented candidates, and maybe you can ask him some of these hard questions, and you can give him an opportunity to talk about how he's
more
liberty-oriented.
I've seen enough from him. I don't need to know more about him. He's not liberty. He's not a liberty-minded person. He's not even. He won't even self-describe as a libertarian.
Well,
Iden, go ahead.
Yeah. Did you hear what Ron Paul just said about him? He just came out and actually endorsed him.
Well, what a surprise! It's his son.
You know,
last week you were saying Ron Paul hasn't even donated to him. As soon as you lose...
Well, there's a difference between endorsing and donating.
I'm sure he's given him some money.
Has he? Why don't you check the files? Sorry, go ahead, Aydin.
Yeah, can I just read what he said?
Sure.
Ron Paul said that there is not one candidate who has run for president in my lifetime who can say they fully share my commitment to liberty, Austrian economics, small government, and following the Constitution that my son Rand Paul, writes Ron Paul.
Thanks, Aydin, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's great. I'm glad Ron Paul's behind him. Like I said, he's the lesser of the evils. So, you know, if you want to vote for somebody, I guess you should probably vote for Rand if you're going to vote in the Republican primary. But all that said, that's not going to get me to, you know, give him some sort of ringing endorsement or anything, because he's not promoting the ideas of liberty. He's not promoting principle.
I think you're doing much better than you have in previous evenings tonight, because you're really articulating your position. Your position is, and this is true, right? Like, you're not excited. And
damn right.
And that's a great position to have. That's a fine position to have. He hasn't made you excited because he doesn't address the touch points that are important to you. And what you want to hear,
individual liberty.
What you want to hear is you want to hear a candidate that talks about it in that way. And I get it, but for me, I understand Washington D.C. is full of politicians. Politician to me means liar and thief. So therefore, if you want to work and move up in the Washington D.C., you have to speak politician. Which is to say, you must massage your message or whatever.
Ron Paul got elected a dozen times, and he was in D.C. too. Let's talk to Joshua listening in Statesville. That's not true. He spread the message of liberty further and wider than his son ever will. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yes, I want to talk about something was said a little while ago about secession, and I don't want to really debate any topic or comment, but I just feel like I need to say this because it's on my heart and on my mind.
Yeah, please.
You know, things have got to be bad in America when people are talking about secession. I'm just as patriotic as everybody else. I love America. America, we are the greatest country in the world. We put a man on the moon. We built skyscrapers. We've done everything to.
They got skyscrapers in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Hey, hang on a sec, Joshua. I'll bring you back. I want you to continue your thoughts where you have enough time. So stand by. You can share yours as well here. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, we've got enough time for you. You can dial in right now at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you share your thoughts with us toll-free at 855-453. We also have Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we go right back into your calls and thoughts. Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. And maybe you don't want to use Bitcoin to buy stuff on Amazon. You can still go through our shop link at shop.freetalklive.com and shop through Amazon that way. And, you know, it's the same old Amazon experience you're used to, and Free Talk Live gets a fairly decent cut of your purchases that way. So feel free to do that.
We sure do appreciate it.
Yep, at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Joshua, listening in Statesville. He had some comments on the idea of secession, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them all out there. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is a really bad idea. I mean, and the reason why I say that is we're a country united, and like I was saying, this country is the biggest country in the world. We are the greatest country in the world. We are
technically not the biggest country in the world.
Well,
I think that's either China or Russia.
Yeah, you can say it's your favorite, but it's going to be
it's not the freest in the world either.
It's going to get difficult when we start making superlative claims.
Yeah.
Hong Kong ranks number one as the most economically free country in the entire world, and the U.S. is below number 10 on that list. There's a couple lists.
Yeah. Singapore's above that, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But I think like, we need to come together as a country as far as solving our economic problems and solving our social problems. I mean, if we can come together to put a man on the moon in, like, less than a decade with limited resources.
Yeah, but that was like 40 years ago or 50 or however many years ago it was. That's a long time ago. And if that's the best you got to point out, well, this is what happens when we can come together. We put a man on the moon 5 decades ago, right? That's not very impressive. Yeah. So why should we come together? Why should the left have to work with the right and everybody has to compromise in order to make sure that no one gets what they truly want? Why shouldn't the people on the left go and have their own states, like, let's say, Washington, Oregon, California, and then, you know, New York, and then people on the right can have their states, and then us people who actually love liberty, which, you know, there aren't very many of us, but those of us who are neither with the left or the right, those of us who just love freedom, we can come to New Hampshire and have that there. That way everybody can kind of get what they want. Isn't that better?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, nobody gets what they want in this society, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, that's but, well enough. Just think about what you just said for a moment. I'm going to repeat it back to you. Unfortunately, nobody gets their way in this society. That's just how it is. I'm slightly paraphrasing there, but that's basically what you said.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that's not acceptable, right? Like, if that's not okay for it to just be that way, and we want better. Don't we want something better rather than just resigning ourselves to, well, it's just how it is?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So if you could get it better by seceding, if you could make things better by seceding to where these different interest groups don't have to be in this constant struggle with one another, wouldn't that be a better situation?
I don't know if it would or if it wouldn't. I think it would cause more problems with each other.
Well, let's try it and find out.
What I hear from you is I hear patriotism, a love of country, that you want everybody to work together. And what my fear is of that is that it gives cover to politicians to do what they want. And ultimately, they have enough cover. They are divorced sufficiently from their incentive, from an incentive structure that causes them to behave well, to the point that politician is synonymous with liar. And that's a pretty bad thing. When people in the United States consider most of their representatives to be liars and thieves, they needed some kind of more thorough feedback than what they're getting. And I can tell you that politicians, since there have been flags, have hidden behind those flags and patriotism, love of king and country, and all that stuff. They're very good at that. They get what they want when you're saying, you know, let's just all work together. What they mean is, let's just all get screwed by them.
Yeah, that's basically what's basically true. What I was thinking about is having an entire revolution of, like, independents, not necessarily Republicans and Democrats, all independents coming together. And not necessarily they're not Republicans, I mean, all walks of life.
And a revolution to do what? To overthrow the D.C. government or just vote for some independence?
No, basically trying to come up with alternative solutions to common sense solutions.
Well, I certainly, and thank you, Joshua, for your call tonight. I do appreciate you listening to us here on WSIC in Statesville. You know, as far as the revolution idea, getting independents elected, first of all, it's not going to happen because the Republicans and Democrats have designed the system to prevent that from happening. But even if that did happen, it still wouldn't be a revolution. You wouldn't be ultimately really changing anything about the system. You would just be electing some new people to the same old seats of power, and then those people would then wield the scepter of power over everybody. And you know,
I'd be very interested to see what it was like.
The bureaucrats would still be the same.
90% of incumbents, 90%+ of incumbents, weren't reelected every single go round.
Every time they say throw the bums out, right. They never do.
But the system is designed by the bums to keep the bums in.
Sure.
I just can't get excited about the let's throw the bums out conversation. Even the where we talk about, say, passing an amendment to get for term limits or something like that. Well, they've got term limits in states. You can see what happens. The they move around. They change chairs. They move from representative to senator. And then to lobby. And that kind of thing.
The good old boys all the way.
Ultimately, what you have to do is that Washington, the United States is not a nation state. This is a radical statement, and many people.
Yeah, what does that mean?
If they know what that means, are like, what? Of course it's a nation state. Well, no, it's not. Washington, D.C. is a city state. Just like all governments have in the past have been. City-states have been, you know, cities like Rome that can project power over a great deal of land mass.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. is that. You are never going to stop the problems in Washington, D.C. by sending new people to Washington, D.C.
As he promotes Rand Paul.
What you have to do. I'm fine with, look, if I've got a vote, I'm going to use that vote for the most liberty-oriented person around.
Let's go to the phones. Dave's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Dave.
Hello, you godless potheads. How the hell are you doing?
Hey, I'm not godless. I'm a minister in a church. I don't know if you know who you're talking to here.
Go ahead, Dave.
Church behind this show.
You know who the bums don't like? They don't like Ted Cruz. And let me tell you, Ted Cruz is not the only one saying, let's get rid of entire parts of the federal government, like the IRS. Let's repeal Obamacare. He's got a hell of a recipe for bacon. But his selling point, and the reason I like him, is because nobody in Washington likes him. That's what they're saying. So, yeah, I much prefer federalism to secession. But, you know, everybody's touting Donald Trump as being some kind of reformer. The guy was only for free market health care, you know, 6 weeks ago. I don't think he's ever been a fan of the Second Amendment. But Ted's been there and done that. He stood on the floor of the Senate and was chastised afterwards by all the Democrats and a lot of Republicans. And he's the only one that is consistently saying, you don't give Washington a lot to do. You can't send new people in if Washington is doing 9 out of 10 things it should not be doing per the Constitution.
So I'm a supporter of Rand Paul, and I've heard a lot of people pushing Rubio and Cruz. And I guess the question I have is where was Ted when Rand was running a one-man filibuster there on the floor to make sure that my emails weren't looked at by a bunch of perverts at the NSA?
Well, were you calling ISIS every other day?
Are you claiming that the NSA isn't looking at my stuff? Or are you claiming that I don't need to have my stuff looked at?
I'm talking about the same thing. I'll qualify it. How about that? Did Rand stand next to Ted when he stood on the floor of the Senate for 22 hours? I mean,
What was that for?
These are little things.
Yeah, it does. On both sides, it seems like political nitpicking. But I looked up his claim here, Mark. This Ted Cruz guy really did say, imagine abolishing the IRS.
So did Rand Paul at the meeting that I was at sitting. I mean, I got the chance to talk to the guy. I was sitting there 3 days ago in front of him, and he talked about eliminating the Federal Reserve. Hold on. And he talked about eliminating the Federal Reserve, which Ted Cruz has never said anything about.
Rand Paul is definitely a better candidate than Ted Cruz. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
You can make an argument that
Ted Cruz is a great conservative. So if you're a conservative, Ted Cruz will be good for you.
Well,
he's not a great libertarian.
But I like Ted Cruz because he can actually spell jihad. Okay, he can actually say the word jihadist. You know, he's not afraid to.
Who's afraid to say jihadist?
Rand, probably. I know his dad is.
Sounds like you're speculating.
I see. So he's sullied with the... Rand, I think, has a difficult position because his dad's more anti-war. But you know what? We've had enough of Texans dropping bombs on people, so I'm just sick of it. Thanks.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time for
just
now.
Just kill your own citizens. You guys are good at that.
Hey, Mark, we're done for tonight. But you can join us tomorrow, same time, same place, or if we're not on your local radio station, call them real nicely and ask the program director for more Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, you can always get us online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you for the live Sunday edition between now and then online. Enjoy your weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.